I'll do a few poems from The Lady in Kicking Horse Reservoir. This first one, these will be Montana pieces, and this first one is called Hot Springs. This is a town near a lake where I go fishing up in the Indian Reservation, and it, as you drive into it, you kind of sort of think, well, maybe there's 3,000-4,000 people living here. There are quite a few buildings, but it seems almost deserted, and then you come to find there's only about 700 people. That's because they rumor that the springs had therapeutic values proved to be false about 30 years ago, and so people who built a lot of motels and things thinking they would make a lot of money went broke, and people stopped coming. You arrived arthritic for the cure, therapeutic qualities of water and the therapeutic air. 25 years later, you limp out of bars, hoping rumors will revive. A doctor will discover something curative in natural steam. You have a choice of abandoned homes to sleep in, motels constructed on the come, went broke before the final board was nailed. Operative still, your tainted fantasy and the deluxe hotel. You have ached, taking your aches up the hill. Another battery of tests, terrible probe of word and needle. Always the fatal word. When we get old, we crumble. They wave from the ward, and you creep back down to streets with wide lots between homes. When that rare tourist comes, you tell him you're not forlorn. There are advantages here. Easy pace of day, slow circle of sun. If someday a cure is announced, for instance, the hot springs work, you will walk young again in Spokane, find startling women. You wonder why you feel empty and frown, and why goodbyes are hard. You go out healthy on the gray, thin road, and when you look back, no one is waving. They kept no record of your suffering. Wouldn't know you if you returned without your cane, your grin. I should explain, whenever I start to read, there's this kind of pall comes over the audience. And I know my poems are, this is very heavy stuff. I just want to assure you that in real life, I'm lots of fun. And not like those people back in that church, you know. And so that I'll be glad to talk to you after reading. But anyway, we'll make our way through these gloomy poems.